Welcome back to Level Yourself. I am your host, Jan Socasio, along with my ladies here, Liz.
Hi.
Camille.
Hey, guys.
So welcome back. This past week, we posted a question on our podcast. The question was, does your fear hold you back from achieving your goal? Thank you to everyone who participated. We really do appreciate you reaching out. Thank you. Thank you.
So we took a survey and we sent the email blast and we sent text blast to people. And we asked people, is fear holding you back? And we also asked them to tell us about a time that fear held them back and how they overcame it. And our results came back that it was 50-50. 50% said yes, fear holds them back, and 50% said no.
One of our listeners that said no, fear does not hold him back, he actually had an interesting story. He said that he graduated from college and knew that he wanted to start his career in hospitality in Orlando, Florida. So he specifically said he wanted to work in Disney World. He just picked up, moved to Disney, moved to Orlando, had no like set plans, but everything worked out and he wound up working at Disney. So that's that, he has that kind of YOLO, you only live once mentality. He also said that taking chances is important to him and he always takes full advantage of opportunities. So I kind of resonated with this person's response of no. I would say 75% of me resonated with them and 25% of me says fear does hold me back. My situation currently is that I will be moving to California in 2 weeks. I can say that I'm very, very, very excited, but then at the same time, I'm a little bit fearful because I'm leaving, you know, my friends and my family, born and raised in New York, and then moving across the country to the West Coast. It is a little bit fearful, but I know it's a good opportunity for myself and my family, and I am not allowing the fear to take over me and say, no, I'm not going to take advantage of this opportunity that has presented itself to me. So I definitely resonate with this listener. And I know we had another listener that said something similar, that, you know, you have to take each opportunity as it comes and don't let fear take over your life. Like, each day is a new day and it's important to not care and not let fear creep in and just do what you have to do in life.
That's really exciting, Liz. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I think that's an awesome way to think about it. So best of luck to you.
Thanks.
So we looked a little bit more into our surveys, and one of our listeners mentioned how her career, you know, that's her fear, her career. And that's very interesting because we all work. We all, you know, a lot of us, the majority of us have to wake up on a daily basis, go to our jobs, get our duties done. So It's interesting if you fear that your career is your fear, because this is your day-to-day life, and you're gonna have to step into this place every single day. So I could imagine how difficult it is for this person to, you know, go to work and you know, be productive. And, you know, how is it if you're not working with people who are team players and, you know, having to be there a certain amount of time? And that's pretty tough. I think that's, you know, every day just thinking about the next day, how you gotta go to work, and right. That's not the best feeling.
One thing that person said too, which I found interesting, is they said that if they had, or if they focus on their time management, it would help them to make time to overcome this fear and to focus on the things that they really want to do in life. And I think that's really important for them. It's not about, okay, let me try to make time. Just do it. Like, just make the time for yourself so that you're overcoming. It's not just fear. I think it's an unhappiness because you're complacent. You're okay with living that day to day, but then you're unhappy at the same time.
Right.
So yeah. Don't try to say, well, let me pencil this in. Just do it. Just make time for yourself. Like, make time to think about what you want to do in life to make yourself happy.
Right. And I think a lot of it has to do with, like, your own mentality and keeping yourself positive. I think, you know, wake up, like, for example, I'll speak a little bit about myself and in terms of your career. Like, right now, it's tough. It's a little tough where I'm at, but I wake up thinking I'm here for a reason. So every day that I wake up, I'm like, okay, I'm going to work. I know it's overwhelming. I know I have a lot to do. But I'm here for a reason right now. And this, you know, I have to work through it. A lot of us know what we need to do to jump over that hurdle.
Right.
But it's actually having an action plan and getting it done. Right. Like you said, Liz. So I do agree. For those who are not happy with, you know, how their career is going or that path, I think, you know, just think about you and what you can do to get to that next level. Think of an action plan if you already have an action plan.
Right. Just put it into practice. Like, right. Just do the action plan. If you don't have one, make time to do it.
Right. Because I would say is, how long are you going to live? How long are we going to live not being our happy?
Right.
So that's very, very interesting. And knowing that you have to wake up every day to go into this one establishment to deal with, you know, these people every single day.
Right.
And that's not making you happy.
Or you can DM me, happy, healthy, prosperous. Or go to my website, because that is one of my main focuses as a life coach, as a life enhancer, is how to help you with your time management and live your happy, fulfilled life on a daily basis. Sometimes you do need help with that. So that is one of my main focuses. So for that person, you can definitely reach out to me. I'll be more than willing and happy to help you.
Yeah, thank you so much. Thank you very much for that.
Okay, I'm going to talk about one of our feedbacks was from a guy that told us that, you know, he had a traumatic experience that shook him up. You know, sometimes traumatic experiences happen that you don't expect to happen. It could be violence, death, you know, things that we don't expect, and we're kind of forced into it. Liz was saying, you know, just do it. But sometimes you're actually pushed into this uncomfortable space of having to deal with the fear and then having to heal from it. Right. But we'll talk later on the next episode about more tips of overcoming fear. But I want to talk about something that I had to deal with as far as my fear. And when I experienced death in my family, which was my father, you know, me and him was very, very close. And I felt, you know, around the time when he was going to pass away and we had the conversation, and I felt my gifts, my spiritual gifts came to me more profoundly when he passed away. So it was like a tragic loss, but at the same time, it was such a gift of fulfillment. And, I, you know, it's been 9 years, and as much as I miss him, he's with me, you know? So sometimes certain experiences of fear could push you into your life purpose.
True.
Or push you into a growth that's so profound that, you know, it's overwhelming. Because still to this day, I'm still like, wow, damn, you know, I'm doing this, or I did that, you know? So it's really about, you know, just accepting that sometimes fear can push you into this uncomfortable place that might be, you know, it might be good sometimes.
Yeah, I always say, like, on the opposite end of fear, if you put fear on a spectrum, on the opposite end of fear is success, you know, because it's like you have to overcome that fear in order to realize successes.
Right, and you want to be happy.
Right.
So you really do have to, like, you got to make an effort.
Yeah,
it's hard. Sometimes there's things that are hard, more difficult than other things, but definitely make an effort. And it's all about, like you said, success and your happiness, your you know, you feeling the fulfillment, the success at the end, the I did it, the how, you know, and being grateful.
Right. I agree.
That's pretty awesome.
Okay, so the next podcast, we're going to talk about tips to overcome these fears. Liz mentioned already about, you know, having an action plan. You guys mentioned an action plan. But we're going to have more tips because we have so much feedback, so we're going to give more tips. And also, we just want to thank everyone for sharing. Yay!
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
For sharing our podcast and liking. And, you know, it makes us feel so amazing that you guys are supporting us. Because this, for all of us, was a fear that we're actually pushing through.
Yes, definitely.
And we're learning as we go. And, you know, we're so grateful.
Yeah.
So, I guess we'll see you on the next podcast.
See you around.
Thank you.
Thank you for sharing.